views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Follow host Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious Confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Maine, creator of Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom. And today's show is very special to me because I've got a very, very special friend, mentor, and all-around fantastic person as my guest, and I get to talk to wonderful people like this and spend some time with them. And you can too. And my guest is Angela Raspis. And Angela Raspis is the founder, owner, creator of Your Next Chapter Business, and Angela can talk more about that. But I'd like to firstly welcome Angela. Welcome along, Angela.
Thank you, Sarah. I've been looking forward to speaking this morning. Thank you very much for the invitation.
So just to get started, and by way of invitation, I like to do this as a sort of quick fire questions. So where were you born?
I was born in New Zealand, in just south of Auckland, in a place called Mangere, and I grew up on a farm in Pukekohe. So places that you may not be familiar with, they're rather small but lovely. So I grew up in a very adventurous household, having cows and sheep and horses and all sorts around me. It was a really great way to grow up.
But you're in Australia now, though.
I am, yes. I came to Australia in 1988 for 3 months, and I'm still here, so
you're
something
still
worked.
I always thought it was the best place to live. Okay, what's your favourite book? I know you'll love this question. What's your favourite book?
Oh, my goodness, my favourite book. That is so difficult, but if I could bring it down to a favourite author, I think I'll get closer. I'm a huge fan of the work of Brené Brown. And so I've read everything. And her first book was I Thought It Was Just Me, But It Isn't, was the one that really made me stop, gasp, and feel seen and heard and understood. It was fantastic.
Okay. What's your favorite quote?
Just because you can, it doesn't mean you should. That's one of mine.
That's an Angela Raspis, isn't
it? That's an Angelaism.
We can have that one. Okay. And who inspires you, or what inspires you?
I think the thing that inspires me the most is, it might sound a little cliche, but it is the women that I work with, because of the variety of goals and visions they have, the passion that they bring to their personal projects. That is inspiring, because every single day they are waking up with the intention to do good in the world. And that to me is it's just the best way to work. And so, yeah, I'm inspired by the women that are around me every day.
Fantastic. Thank you. So can you just tell us a little bit about your next chapter?
Oh, absolutely. So,
and weave in your background.
Well, your next chapter is a concept of the next thing that you're stepping into, the thing that's calling you. You may not be doing it right now, but it hasn't left you alone. It keeps tapping you on the shoulder and saying, you need to acknowledge me. This is the thing you truly want to do. I call it a next chapter because, rather than a next stage, is because there can be several chapters. We're always evolving. And especially these days, like, I've just turned 50 and I honestly feel like it's just beginning. I've been in the business of mentoring and strategy and marketing for 2003, I started my own business. And this is tied into the just because you can, it doesn't mean you should. Because after corporate world, I took my skills and I started a business, because it was tricky 20 years ago to go back part-time, or in a way when you had kids and I had small children. So I started a marketing agency and it grew, and I went to serviced offices and it grew. And then I ended up buying an office and having full-time staff in a place called Chatswood on the North Shore of Sydney. But I'd never paused to check in and see, is this what I really want? I just simply, because bigger is better, isn't it? So of course you want to grow. That's what we all want. But in 2012, I realized that I'd hit a real wall, incredibly burnt out and not really enjoying what I was doing any longer. As my business had grown, my expenses had increased, and so I had to go up the food chain, so to speak, in the type of clients that we were working with. And I'd lost a lot of that very personal connection that happened in the early days. So I finally took a bit of persuading to get through the doubt of stopping and starting again. I stepped into my own next chapter. And this is where the just because you can, it doesn't mean you should comes in. I did grow the business because I could, but it didn't mean that it was really right for me. And I was being called into my own next chapter, which was going back to the heart of really working with women in particular who have a real desire to do good in the world. So I see a next chapter as a beautiful harmony between contribution and fulfillment. So you see a need in the world, you see something that you are drawn towards addressing or assisting with or growing. And that contribution leads to that feeling of fulfillment, which then is that beautiful cycle of wanting to continue. And it's lovely. And to me, that next chapter could be that you want to volunteer, you want to start a business, you want to change the business that you're in, you're wanting to go in a different direction. It means different things for different people. But a lot of fear and doubt can come up. I was 43 when I changed directions and thought, this is a bit silly. Like, this is going really well. Should I take the chance? And I decided absolutely. So that doubt and fear is often very, very common. And that's where the concept of your lovely idea of conscious confidence, that self-leadership of saying, yes, this is the thing, I need to step forward. It keeps calling me. So that's really what a next chapter is about.
Right. And let's just zero in on this point of what you describe as sort of recognizing that it's time for a new chapter. You know there's something not right, but sometimes you don't check in and actually see what's going on because you're so outwardly focused. Just zero in on your journey there or what you've met with all the wonderful women that you work with.
Well, it's that feeling I've actually have a model, a model of change for women and men, of course, that are looking at this next chapter. And the first step is discontent. And that discontent can manifest first and foremost as, in my case, exhaustion and crankiness. And then that was the main feeling for me. And that feeling of discontent isn't always in that form. It can be just, it's like a nagging feeling that something's not quite right. Nagging feeling that there's more, there's something different I should be doing, but I'm not absolutely sure what it is. And so that's how, well, for me, it definitely showed up as burnout because I was giving so much. But I think when you're in a business that isn't perhaps nurturing you, it's not aligned fully with your values, that can be very draining. So that's what I mean by the feeling of exhaustion and draining. So if you're getting that feeling, and I'm a big journaler, I keep a gratitude diary every night and I tend to journal things out. And when I saw the same themes coming up again and again and again, the same feeling of I'm just not happy, there's got to be more, I had to do something about it. I couldn't just stay in that stage. Yeah. So when you've got that feeling of disconnection and dissatisfaction, then you've got to work out, well, what do I actually want? And that can be tricky. That's a really tricky stage. That's the stage two in the model of change of what do I desire? And I think one of the easiest ways to uncover that is by contrast. So if you're aware of what you don't want, of what is causing the disconnect, the disconnection, the sadness, the exhaustion, etc., then you flip each one of those. Well, if I don't want this, what do I want instead? Yeah. If I don't want to be working with corporate clients, what do I want instead? Yeah. If I don't want to be traveling to run workshops, what do I want instead? So creating that desire and looking back at what are the things that I call it a soapbox moment. Like if I gave you a soapbox and said, okay, get on that soapbox and tell me what is it that you want to change in the world? What is it that frustrates you, or you can see that you need to address, and everyone's got soapbox moments. And when you can discover what they are, then you can start to look at, well, how might I address those? Is there an opportunity there for me to step into the fray and address them? So that's the desire part. And most women that I've worked with, they mightn't call it a soapbox moment, but when you actually give them the space to talk about the things that are important to them and the things that frustrate them or excite them, we've all got soapbox moments. And often that is where you'll find the seed of a next chapter.
Right. Okay. What I love about the way you describe this, this sort of pivotal point of sitting with the contrast and raising your awareness, because, you know, you are incredibly self-aware and always pushing that boundary. It's just the acceptance that it's okay to feel uncomfortable and not stopping and rearranging the externals, but actually zeroing in on what's this discomfort telling me? What's it saying?
Yeah, it's got to come up from the inside. It has to come from the inside. I mean, we obviously respond to things that happen to us in the world. And actually, when I say respond, it wasn't always like that. I did a lot of reacting for a long time. But yes, there has been a lot of work on that ability to respond to something. But you need to have it sit as well. Yeah. Like, we don't want to, that is the difference between the reaction and the response. But it has to come from internal. You have to connect with what's going on inside of you. And accept, I think, the fact that most discontent comes from from an internal place, because it's your response to what's happening in the world. So you've got to look internally and say, well, where's that coming from? And why is that? You've got to get curious. Curiosity is a very, very great state to be in. So being uncomfortable is okay. And I remember a good friend once said to me when we were having discussions about this, we've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
I agree.
And she was right. She's absolutely right. It's not a bad state to be in, because it means that something new is coming, feeling almost discombobulation. It's look at it with curiosity, explore it, journal on it, chat about it, and see what it is that's coming up. It's exciting.
Great. It is exciting. Well, we're going to take a break, and then in the next segment, we're going to talk about this point of decision. Once you've sort of really sat with the discomfort, what happens now, the decision process, how do you move past thinking about it and actually do something so you don't get stuck in all that deliberation? But just tell everybody where people can go and read more about what you do and the work that you do.
Absolutely. That's at the moment I'm marketing under my personal name. So the website is just angelaraspis.com. That might have to be in the show notes, or I'll spell it for you. The surname is it's R-A-S for Sydney, P for Patrick, A-S-S for Sydney.com. And they'll find all the details there. And of course, I also have a podcast, which you will find on the website as well, talking with lots of women, their stories and their experiences of actually stepping into next chapters, of embracing that change with courage.
Fantastic. So I encourage you to go to Angela's website and check it out, because she's got lots of wonderful information there. So we'll be back soon in the next segment.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Conscious Confidence Radio, and I'm Sarah Main, founder and creator of Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom. And I've got a very special guest today, all the way from another part of Sydney, all the way to you, is Angela Raspis, founder, owner, and creator of Your Next Chapter business. Or is it just Your Next Chapter?
Well, the business part, I do look at everything through the lens of business. I see that as the contributing point. So, yep, let's leave business on the end of that one.
Okay, Your Next Chapter. I've known Angela for several years, some years, and I knew her before Your Next Chapter, and now very happily it's my absolute pleasure to know her in this phase of Your Next Chapter. And certainly Angela's one of my mentors, and I'm part of one of her circle masterminds. That's how you describe it, isn't it? And it's the most fantastic experience. It's this intimate group of women, and we work together, and it's wonderful.
I do love the masterminds. They're a beautiful way of working. That circle of support just makes all the difference, especially for so many of us who work in our businesses in isolation, like in my little office here at home. So, yeah, being in a mastermind makes a big, big difference to your confidence and your direction.
Yeah, and your clarity. I mean, it's just amazing when you've got an issue, rather than thinking you've got this little circle of your own thoughts, no matter how big you try and expand them, to suddenly have a group of women who know what you're on about, and to be able to put an idea into them and get this sort of gold coming out every time. It's like having this pot of gold. It's amazing. It's fantastic. Let's talk. We've talked about this sort of point where things aren't working and recognizing that it's time for a new chapter and realizing that you can have a new chapter, and that's okay to feel discomfort, and it's okay for things not to be working. That's all okay. Sitting with that, getting aware of it, and then asking yourself some really quality questions. We get to this point of decision. So let's talk about that, Angela. What's going on there with this decision time now that you realise there's something new, isn't it?
Well, the decision time is obviously it's the launch pad. It's the pivotal moment, because you can sit in discontent and you can sit in desire and imagination and fantasy for a long time, but nothing's going to change until you actually step into that stage three of the model of change, which is the decision. There's many, many approaches to this, and there's no right way. Like, you don't have to make the decision instantly, because next chapters are about evolutions, not revolutions. So even when you make the decision to change now, if I came back and visited you again in 12 months' time, there would have been more change. So it's very much we evolve. I believe our businesses need to evolve as we do and as we change. But there are a series of questions which are incredibly useful to help you make the decision. And these were the absolute questions that I asked myself with some guidance from a mentor when I was, you know, like, shall I, shan't I, shall I, shan't I, just going backwards and forwards. Now, that they sound very similar, but they are subtly different. So what you do is, let's say that the decision is, in my case, it was to close my agency. Okay. So the four questions are, what will happen if I close my agency? What won't happen if I close my agency? What will happen if I don't close my agency? And what won't happen if I don't close my agency?
Okay.
They sound, they're subtly different, and perhaps it'll be handy to add them to the show notes. But what happens is that when you actually ask yourself each of those questions and write, just write, what will happen, what won't happen, et cetera, you quickly begin to see what your choice is going to deliver to you. So if I didn't close my agency, what was going to happen? I was going to feel more burned out. I was going to get crankier. I was going to dislike my clients even more. Like, all this stuff was going to happen. And what will have, what won't happen if I close my agency? Well, I won't get to follow the calling. I won't get to change direction. I won't get to reconnect with my heart and actually create the business that I want, etc. So you see how the questions do give you that just slightly different way of looking at the decision. And after I'd finished that exercise, it was clear. It was absolutely clear what I needed to do. Then that's when the courage and the confidence comes in, because nevertheless, even though it's black and white in front of you and you've poured your heart onto those pages, there's still doubt. And I think what I want to reassure anyone who's listening or watching is that doubt always comes along for the ride. It's inevitable. And doubt pops up at all different times. It's common to all of us. But the need to take your self-leadership, which is acting and thinking in congruence with your values and goals and your values and your strengths, to make the decision. So you may feel the doubt, but you've asked yourself the questions, you've connected to your heart, and you're really aware that there needs to be change, then that courage and that leading yourself through to the new path. You're never quite sure what's going to happen, and that's the stepping out in faith. And it's okay if it's not perfect at first, because you will evolve, you will grow into it. But those questions made it so, so clear to me that I needed to change. And the icing on the cake, Sarah, was there was one particular evening when I went to pick up my husband. He had had a huge next chapter himself. He used to be a management consultant, and now he is the importer of Beneteau yachts. Like, we're talking a complete different chapter. And when he was learning to sail, he did a Sydney to Lord Howe ocean race. And I went and picked him up. This was many years ago now. And he got, I saw him as he was bouncing to the car. He was just alight. He was so happy. And he got into the car and his eyes were shining, and he was recounting the tale of, you know, sailing at night with the moon glimmering on the water. It was just beautiful. And he was so excited and told me all about it. Then he turned around to me. This is before I'd embraced the change, and said, "So how was your week?" And I probably burst into tears, because the utter contrast between his delight and his wholehearted enthusiasm for this next chapter he'd stepped into, and I was still stuck because I hadn't taken the step. I was still in that stage of doubt, and I hadn't taken the step. And it was not long after when I actually went through that process with the questions, and that coupled with that contrast that I saw between my husband's feeling of delight and mine feeling of discontent, those are the things that pushed me over the line and made me go, I have to do this. I have to do this. And I'm so glad I did. That was 7 years ago.
7 years, wow.
Yeah.
And you've certainly grown into it, because I can remember when you started, I started seeing things on social media and so on. And I thought, what's going on?
Bit of a transformation happening.
Yeah, because you went quiet for a while and then suddenly you reappeared again. I thought, oh, Angela's back. So talk a bit more about this sort of sitting with the discomfort, you know, and it's okay to be uncomfortable, because, you know, for most of us, that is the trigger to go unconscious, do something so we don't feel that discomfort. Yeah. Or I've got clients, you know, I've had clients this week who just have to, you know, they haven't quite got to the point where they're okay realizing that uncertainty and doubt is baked in the cake of a new step and new transition.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely part of the recipe.
A wonderful feeling. Yeah. So talk a bit about that.
I think it's different for each person. And I think your ability to sit with discomfort depends on experiences that you've had as well. Yeah. I mean, I think in my past, which I've talked about on different podcasts before, I went through a battle with addiction many years ago and moved into the recovery movement in 2006. Excuse me. So it was quite a few years before I made this decision. So in that recovery process, one of the things that you recognize is the importance of acceptance, okay, of the impermanence of things, of that how your feelings change. Like you may be sitting here this morning in an agony of indecision and pain, and by the afternoon, it's moved. Okay, you may be sitting here feeling absolutely excited and the world is fantastic, and by this afternoon, the world is shocking and I hate it all. Like it, you just recognize that you go in waves. One of the things that I learned with doing the gratitude journaling and the journaling in general was to see how the thoughts and the doubts and the fears, none of them are original. The inner critic, who I believe is a good idea to personify her or him, give him a name so that you can imagine this person actually talking to you and that it's a part of you, but it is not you. My apologies if anyone's called Helga who's listening, but my inner critic I've called Helga. And Helga is not original. She will serve up the same old thing again and again. It's not going to work. Who do you think you are? You're not good enough. This has all been done before. You don't have an original thought in your head. All of that discomfort. When you recognize that this is not new, that you have heard these thoughts before, it becomes easier to sit with them and allow them to pass through. Because and not to fight with your inner critic, not to get any sort of fisticuffs. It's like just to sit with it and thank you. Because your inner critic, as we know, her purpose is to keep you safe. She believes that anything outside of the cave is wildly dangerous and you need to stay put. So uncertainty is terrifying to her. And stepping into a next chapter is all about uncertainty. You may feel very connected to the cause that or the calling that you have, but no one has got a playbook that says exactly how it's going to look. And so that uncertainty brings up fear and doubt. Your inner critic goes crazy and you just have to have the courage and the faith to know that this will shift. It's okay to feel uncomfortable, and it's important to recognize that this is recycled thoughts. So if I go back through my journals, I can see the same old coming up again and again. And by recognizing that, then I can sit with it.
Yeah.
It's okay. And look, that wasn't an overnight thing. That was definitely a journey and a process that I needed to learn, but that's what helps.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, because I think a lot of people can relate to that. And, you know, it's important to get to this point, because now we can talk about the next step, which is the conscious creation. What are you going to do? How's that going to look? How are you going to start? And, yes, it's not going to be perfect. You taught me MVP, which is minimal viable product. And, you know, it's my little mantra. You just get started. It's not perfect, but you get going and then you grow and evolve. And I think understanding that landscape and that architecture is so important, so we don't just get stuck thinking, I've got to go from, you know, a smoking ruin, you know, where the wheels have fallen off and you're in the ditch, into sort of perfection straight away. It's like a flower evolving and growing, and to allow yourself to do that is the beautiful process. So we'll be back shortly. We're going to take a break now and we'll be back talking about conscious creation, which is I love, and we'll do a little meditation as well. So see you soon.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio with Sarah Main. I'm the founder and creator of Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom. And welcome back to my conversation with Angela Raspas. I think that's better. My special guest here in Sydney. And Angela is the founder and creator of Your Next Chapter Business, which is a wonderful, wonderful business that she's created. And it's business doesn't really describe it. Yes, it is a business, but it's a movement. It's a heartfelt soul connection. And it's just the most wonderful thing to be part of. And Angela facilitates, mentors, deep connections, and this change, this facilitation and development of predominantly women, isn't it, Angela? Women's business so that they can grow their businesses from an authentic place within themselves, and it's an expression of themselves. I hope that's not a too clunky way of describing what you do, Angela.
Keep talking. I'm enjoying this.
Well, that's how I experience it anyway. So we're back now. We've talked about the sort of journey we've been on in this discussion is recognizing that it's time for a new chapter, something's not working, sitting with that, getting used to the discontent and connecting with the desire. Then it's decision time, that point where we want to actually move. We've decided, right, that's it, I'm moving. And we know, look, there's uncertainty, there's doubt, that's all sort of things that journey along with us. But now we're at the point of conscious creation. So this is where I step in. Because we're going to do a little welcome to being meditation, which we do every show. So this is an opportunity for everyone to just stop thinking, relax, and actually come into presence and connect with yourself, because that's where these desires, this desire for change comes from, this authentic place in ourselves, is from our true being, our connection to consciousness. And this is where conscious creation comes from. So take a moment now. If you're driving, be safe. Please don't do this whilst you're driving. But if you have an opportunity, pull over and just park for a moment. It only takes a few seconds. But if you're at home or somewhere where you can stop, just sit comfortably, maybe lie down if you like, and just start to come into some body awareness. So feel your feet on the floor. And then connect with the feeling of the body, whether it's lying down or sitting in a chair. And then be aware of the clothes on the skin and the air touching the face and hands. Become aware of the breathing. Take a deep breath in and out. And if the eyes are open, let's just let the sights, the colour, the movement, the shapes just come and go. There's no need to label them. If the labels come, let's let them go. And open the listening up and wide and let the listening go right out past any thoughts. Just listen. And just be at peace in yourself. That awareness is your being. And welcome your being. Fantastic. Beautiful. It's a good place to be whilst we talk about conscious creation. So how does that fit into your next chapter?
So this point here in the model of change is the developing stage. It's when you're designing what your next chapter is going to look like. And again, I'm looking in through the lens of business, like the conversation is around that you're creating a next chapter business that will contribute and also have you feeling fulfilled. So that exercise that you just did is something that I encourage my women to be involved in as well, really coming back to self, getting connected to what's important to you. This is where the self-leadership is very important as well, because I believe you're building and designing a strengths and values-based business. So that's the only way that it's going to be sustainable, because you can't, I really believe that the consistency, the congruence of you as an individual through life and business needs to be there. I can't go, oh, I shall put on my business hat now and this is who I am, and then the end of the day and I'll take it off and I'll become me again. Like, there needs to be congruence between the two. So getting quiet, as we just did, and giving yourself space to let what you really want drop in is so important. Like, one of the things that I've had to fight against is my natural tendency. One of my strengths is activation. So that means I make things happen quickly. And that's a good strength to have when you're in the balcony of the strength. It means that you don't suffer from procrastination and perfectionism. You get on with it. But the basement of that strength means sometimes I leap before I look. And that's not always a great idea. So this process of design is consideration. Like, if you're designing a business, who are you going to be serving? So being clear on who is it that you are called to help, to make a change to. So not surprisingly, I see next chapters are often built on what I call skinned knees. So it's your own experience that influences what it is that you want to help in the world. So I look back at, you know, my indecision, my doubt, my self-doubt big time. And that's, you know, being in the recovery movement has helped me. I was loved back to life, basically. Mm-hmm. And that has helped me recognize the value of what I have to offer to the world. So it's getting in touch with that, understanding who do I want to help? What is my message? You know, what outcome, what promise am I saying that I can assist people with? And then how do I want to deliver that? So this is where looking at your strengths and your values is so important. So some of my values are connection and kindness and learning. Like, those are three ones that are very important to me. So it's not surprising that then the way I've designed this next chapter business is that, as you were so beautifully articulating before, I have masterminds, small groups of women who are very connected, learning from each other. And that circle of support and encouragement is the epitome of kindness. Okay, we don't shoot all over each other. We encourage, we observe, we contribute. So another one of my values, and it's probably because I grew up on a farm, is being out in nature. So I take my people away on retreats, and they are never to five-star hotels in the city. They are always to beautiful places in the Southern Highlands or on the Central Coast, you know, outdoor places here in Australia. So there you can see that how I'm designing my business, it is congruent with my values. And that means I'm far less likely to burn out like I did back in the other business when I was unconscious about what was the way in which I could be in my strengths and add value. So designing your business with the way that you serve, like the way that you put your services together, needs to be very conscious, and it needs to play to those strengths and values, because that means it'll be sustainable. You'll be able to keep it up. You'll feel invigorated by it, energized by it, because I believe your business needs to serve you just as much as it serves your clients. Okay, it can't be all one way, because if you're only contributing and you're not feeling fulfilled, it's not sustainable. If you're only feeling fulfilled because you've done it all your way and you haven't even considered the clients you want to serve, then that's not contribution. That's selfish. So we've got to find that beautiful harmony between those two intentions, and there's where you design the business. That's the way I've always looked at it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. The connection to values is just so important, because, you know, my Conscious Confidence program, the Fuse program, is founded on connecting with your core values, because that's your connection to being. It's who you are. And
absolutely.
I mean, I could speak for an hour just on what the Sanskrit says about values and value. And when you spoke about you can't have two separate things, your business hat and, you know, and then who you are, which, look, is so common. But, you know, Sanskrit comes from this concept of values of to do with home, and it's where you go out and then come back to all the time. So you give expression from that home within yourself, which is your values. So it's so beautiful.
That makes perfect sense to me. And then if you think that, we all need to market. Like, we have to be visible to what I call a most aligned client, like the people that you are here to serve. And that's, I like to approach things with wholehearted marketing. So all the hustle and the grind and the do it fast, it just does not resonate with me. It does not sit with my values. Yeah. So I'll give one example of, to me, wholehearted marketing, which again aligns with values. I run things called Next Chapter Dinners. So I do them in Sydney and Melbourne and Canberra, and I'm going to Auckland in a couple of weeks, and I'll do one there where I bring up to a dozen women together to break bread together, to have a delicious meal. And we are anchored in a topic, usually from a book, because I'm a bit of a book fiend. And that topic gives us a starting point for conversation, where I call it connect working. So the women talk about what is it that they are passionate about? What are they called to address in the world? What is the thing that lights them up? Rather than that, so what do you do? So it's a very different angle. But in that, I had one of these dinners two nights ago, so I'm still very, on a bit of a pink fluffy cloud after doing it. Having that dinner, it's the intimacy, it's the connection, it's the warmth. All of that is totally congruent with my values. And I get to meet women who feel the same way. Now, it's marketing, but it's wholehearted as all heck. It's very different from a let's slam a funnel out there into the world and, you know, get as many bums on seats as possible. It's the complete antithesis to the hustle and grind. So it feels great. People who are aligned with the way that I show up in the world come to the dinners, and then quite a few ladies step forward and say, I want to work with you. So that's an example of wholehearted marketing, and it can feel fabulous, because a lot of people go, I'm great at what I do and I really want to serve, but I don't want that marketing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you can market in a way that feels very congruent with who you are and your values, and it works beautifully.
Right, and that sounds just so on purpose, as you describe purpose with a little P and a big P, and I don't know how many other P's there are. Sort of purpose as well, of bringing people together, that intimacy, that connection. So fantastic. Well, in the next segment, we're going to have a little break soon, and in the next segment, we're going to talk. Angela describes it as declare and deliver. I love all her titles and names and things. I never come up with things like that. And so we're going to talk about declare and deliver, and having that courage and commitment to really step forward into your next chapter. So we'll be back soon with Angela to talk about your next chapter.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know, things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Luz, empowerment coach and spiritual mentor, reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Luz, visit SarahLuz.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio, A Timeless Wisdom with Sara Main and my very special guest, Angela Raspis from Your Next Chapter. So welcome back, Angela.
Hello.
Now let's talk about this part of the journey called Declare and Deliver. That's how you term it. So what is that all about?
Well, when we're thinking about the cycle that we've gone through, we're in discontent and then we move to desire. That's the deliberation zone. Will I, won't I, will I, won't yeah. I? Then you move through decision. So now you're in the doing zone. So yeah, the first step then at that stage was to design the business, as we said, wrapped around your values and your strengths. But you could still stop there. You could get stuck there. You could have a beautiful business on paper but not actually do anything with it. So yeah. It's, again, this reinvigoration to go the next step, which is declaring it to the world. And then delivering. So That's when you actually put the website out there, when you get the business card, when you go to a networking event and go, and people say, so what do you do? And you go, well, let me tell you. And so this is when you're actually coming out of the closet, so to speak, from the idea into the action. Right. So delivery is when you are now connecting with clients, you are marketing, you are delivering your services, you're doing your thing in the world. And this is where, again, some doubt can come in. Because at this stage, it's not going to be perfect. It is so not going to be perfect.
Oh, boy.
The point, this sounds familiar, huh? I know that giggle. You recognize this? So you mentioned before, Sarah, the MVP, the minimal viable product or proposition. And this is so important to recognize at this stage. When you're in these new baby steps of business, it's not going to be perfect. Okay, you need to put it out there and get the response and the feedback from the market, and then you're going to start tweaking and moving. It's impossible to steer a parked car. Have you ever tried? Like, you know, trying to move from here? It's not going to work. But once you're in motion, once you're actually delivering to the world, once you're moving, then you can course correct. You can get the feedback. You can see how something's gone. You can test it out, and then you can start making changes to it. But this delivery stage, it's an internal thing, because it's like you've actually crossed over the line and you've brought it into the world. So now you're feeling quite exposed, and the inner critic will come back again, and she'll start poking at you again because it's not perfect. And you just, again, that awareness that you need to have of, okay, Helga, or whatever you choose to call your little friend, I hear you. I know it's not perfect, but I'm doing it. You know, I'm in motion. I'm taking action. And that is the biggest step, and celebrating that. Okay, yeah. What I think is incredibly important, a lot of people spend so much time looking into the future about what they haven't done yet and how it's not working. I love you to step into what I call reverse gapping. So reverse gapping is turning around and seeing how far you've come. Okay, yes, there's still milestones ahead of you. Absolutely, that's the excitement. But to get your future fuel, the energy to keep you moving through that, you know, those tricky first stages of business, look behind, remind yourself of how much progress you've already made, because you have. You've come all the way through that cycle, and now you're right here in the delivery stage. Yeah. So future fuel from reverse gapping is incredibly important. And the other thing that I very much encourage, I spoke about gratitude before, and gratitude, like those gratitude lists, were absolutely so important in my own recovery, because they helped me turn my head around to be able to filter for the good, to see the positive things that were happening, because it's very easy to just nitpick and see the things that aren't so great. So the gratitude list that you do in the evening, which you, and you add to that, what am I proud of today? What did I do well? Okay. And that begins to have you filter for the good in your brain and see the progress that you're making. And the other thing that I like to add to it is the fabulous file. Okay, the fabulous file is a really important part of delivery, because you will be doing fabulous things. So by that I mean, a fabulous file literally is a physical file. Mine's up there. It's a great big box. And it's me noting of progress that I've made. It's me, whenever there's a testimonial or feedback from my audience, it's in there. When I have achieved a goal, it's in there. You know, I've got cards in there from my kids saying, you're a great mom, because I had to wrestle with the, am I doing a good job as a mom because I'm spending so much time on business? Am I being a good business owner because I'm spending so much time as a mom? So those sort of things, those cards from my kids, go in the fabulous file as well, because you're going to have doubts. And so going on days when you're feeling a bit wobbly, reverse gap yourself, okay, and go and roll around in your fabulous file for a while. That will certainly help. So those are just a few tips which help you move through this and further and embed yourself in as a business owner, as somebody that is making a difference in your part of the world. You mentioned the big P and the little P before. Yeah. So you can have a purpose, which is like enormous and is going to change the world. But you can also have a purpose, which is smaller but just as impactful, and it can change your corner of the world and indeed your world. And that is, in my estimation, just as important, if not more so.
I love the things you have on the way. Couple of names, please. Angela, tell everybody where they can go and find out more about it. Or, and you said you've got something that you'd like to give away that they can go and access for free.
Absolutely. There's a couple of options here. I provide a next chapter breakthrough conversation. So if there is someone listening who is standing on the edge of that next chapter, you know, they're wanting to go into that new direction or change the business, etc., then there's a complimentary consultation with me, and we can see, explore it together and see whether or not I can assist. So you just go to angelaraspis.com/breakthrough. So that's number one. And the second gift, if I may be so generous, is that if somebody has a business at the moment and they're just feeling that they're not reaching their potential, something is blocking them, I have a breakthrough guide, because I've, with all of the mentoring I've done over the years, I see there's some very common spots where you get stuck. So that same address is angelaraspis.com/breakthrough guide. That's a PDF download, which will give you some really good insights, because sometimes you can't see the spot that you're standing on. And just a new perspective, whether it be in a conversation or through something that you're reading, can just get you unstuck. And we want that. We want that mobility. We want that forward movement and momentum, because you're here to make a contribution and really feel fulfilled as a result. So those are just two small ways in which I can help.
Oh, thanks, Angela. And just to spell her name, so it's Angela, and then it's R-A-S for sugar, P-A-S-S for sugar.com, raspus.com. So head on over to Angela's website and check out what she suggested, and just have a look at what she does. It's amazing work and it's really wonderful. And it's coming from such a natural and authentic place in herself. Of course, it's wonderful. And I've also got an alignment guide, Design Your Own Alignment Guide, and it's a two-video series, and you can head on over to my website, which is consciousconfidence.com. So if you find, you think Raspus is hard to spell, just think confidence.com. What was I thinking? It just came to me. That's why I went with it. So consciousconfidence.com. If you head on over there, you can download a Design Your Own free alignment guide, Design Your Own Alignment Guide, and it's a two-video series, and where you can start learning about how to actually care for your body, mind, heart, and spirit and bring them into alignment. And that's so important, because it's that alignment and balance that then gives us the connection to ourselves, and then we can see a way forward. Because whilst we're all over the place and we're disconnected and out of alignment, and we're out of balance, we're not going to see anything, and we're just going to be reacting to the externals. So I think there's a nice synergy between what you do and what I do, even though I'm coming from classical philosophy and Sanskrit and you're coming from another perspective. We meet very much in the present moment with that connection to ourselves.
We do, absolutely.
Cool. Okay, well, thank you, Angela. I've just so enjoyed hearing you talk about the whole development of your next chapter and that movement from frustration and, you know, dissatisfaction right through to the possibility of moving forward into something that is in alignment with yourself. I mean, that to me is a miracle. So I think it's just wonderful what you're offering, and I love working with you. And I've got a brief little bit of Sanskrit, if we've got time to offer as a little parting gift, and it's a prayer. It doesn't really have a name. It's a really ancient prayer, and it's a prayer for everyone. And it goes in English: may all be happy, may all be without disease, may all creatures have well-being and none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashantu, ma kashchit dukha bhag bhavet. So thank you, everyone. Thank you, Angela, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.